Well, this summer has been particularly bad for the mosquito-borne virus Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE. 4 people have been infected in Massachusetts. A woman from Bristol County died this week. To help fight EEE, the state's been conducting aerial pesticide spraying in high-risk areas. And while the chemical is designed to target mosquitoes, it can kill other insects as well. WBUR's Miriam Wasser met up with some beekeepers who worry about possible damage to their already fragile bee colonies.
In one corner of the Marshfield Fair, far away from the roller coaster rides and ring toss games, you can hear the sound of thousands of buzzing honeybees. Luckily, most of them are contained in a screened-in gazebo. Local beekeeper Mike Tyler is also inside this greenhouse, wearing a protective suit, of course. He lets dozens of little black and yellow creatures crawl over his hands while he talks to a family standing nearby. It's a quaint scene, but don't let it fool you. All is not well in the apiary world. Honeybees are threatened nationwide for a variety of reasons. And here in southeastern Massachusetts, many beekeepers like Tyler worry that aerial mosquito spraying is going to make the problem worse.
I seem to be on a border where they spray one night and spray the next night, so I get hit 3 or 4 times. So I covered my hives the first 2 nights. I didn't realize they were going to spray again.
Tyler says he feels fortunate that so far his bees have been unharmed. But with hundreds of mosquitoes testing positive for EEE in the state, the spray effort is ongoing.
The bees are inside all night, so hopefully whatever agent they're using will become inert and not affect them. But you know, who knows?
Another local beekeeper, Jim Rollins, nods his head in agreement. Rollins also lives in a high-risk area that's been sprayed a few times this summer.
I've seen some dead bees in the mornings and later on in the day after spraying, but it hasn't been that bad. It's been so little that I'm not going to report it to the state. It hasn't been that big of an issue yet.
Pesticides, whether sprayed by plane or truck, are one of the leading causes of bee colony collapse in the U.S. Beekeeper Ashley Lyons says the insects can become disoriented and lost, or just outright die, depending on what chemicals they come into contact with.
Even something as simple as when they collect from the flowers. If the chemical is on the flower and they bring it back to their home or their hive, the other workers come and they're collecting the extra, and they'll have pollen on their legs or nectar on their legs, and they'll pick it off, but that pesticide could be right on their legs as well. And then one bee has spread it to 5, which keeps going. So next thing you know, you go in the next morning to do your usual check. You got a good chunk dead.
Has that happened to people that you know?
In the area, absolutely.
Partial or full colony collapse is a worldwide concern, and so it's reasonable for people to be worried about chemicals sprayed from the air. But state officials say that if people have seen dead bees in Massachusetts this summer, it's probably not from the EEE spraying. John LeBeau heads up the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources. He says the state monitors beehives closely.
We had 2 cases where there was some suspicion of pesticide-caused mortality. We came out, we took a look. We found some reason to believe that it was likely due to predatory mites and viruses. But to confirm that, samples were sent to our analysis labs. We had no other cases or suspected issues.
LeBeau says the spray the state uses, Anvil 10 plus 10, is specifically formulated to target mosquitoes. And while it can harm other insects, the chemical is short-lived. It has a half-life of about a day and breaks down even faster in sunlight. What's more, he says there's no evidence that bees were harmed in 2012, the last time the state undertook a big aerial spraying effort for EEE, and he doesn't expect to see problems in the coming weeks. Still, some Massachusetts beekeepers say they remain skeptical and will be keeping a close eye on their hives as long as the state continues to spray. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.